ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Serena Williams. Serena, welcome back to the United Kingdom.
Thank you. You know, I love it here. I'm glad to be here.
You've kind of come just in time for the usual Wimbledon weather, of course.
Just in time. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Do you start raining on Monday.
Well, you come late. Do you like the rain though? When you're in London, do you enjoy the...
You know, it's funny because I actually love the rain. I mean, because for me, growing up, I practiced in Southern California. If you guys know anything about Southern California, it never rains. And they even made a song that was popular. It's like, it never rains in Southern California. So whenever it did rain, I loved it. And so now whenever it rains, it like kind of symbolizes like, I don't know, a break. I don't know for me.
Because
so,
you didn't have to train on the rainy days, I guess.
And it never rained. And so whenever it did rain, which is really rare, I didn't have to train. And
so you come over here and it's like every day's a little holiday for you.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like London so much.
Well, I think London likes you back in return. Yes. Do you get to come into town much? Because you're over in South London for Wimbledon. But on the days you're not playing, can you come into town? Do you hang out?
Not too much. I try to be really serious and really focused, you know. I try to stay in Wimbledon and kind of stay in the vibe and stay there mentally so I can stay there for a fortnight.
Okay, now, what a remarkable story your career is at the moment, because about a year and a half ago, you were way down in the be careful I say this, in the rankings, okay?
Yeah,
you were
down. Really.
You were 139,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, right? I dropped. I thought it was 140 at one point.
And you are now, where are you now?
Right now, number 7. I'm so excited.
That's incredible. Now, what was that? Was it illness that caused you to go down there, or were you not playing?
Yeah, you know, it was illness. I had injury. I had surgery, and I never recovered from my surgery. I started playing like 4 months later. I mean, competitive tennis, and I never really had time to recover. And then so many things happened, and I never took a mental break that I needed, and I just got injured, just all came crashing down all at once, and then I just let it go for a while, and I had to regroup, and I had to find Serena, and then I had to, you know, I trained a lot, and just came back.
So you took yourself away from the actual competition, but you got in good shape, and you got yourself mentally in good shape.
Yeah, I took myself away, but I was training, and I got in really good shape, and you know, I guess it all paid off at the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Serena Williams.